Off the ball. Rugby.
I just knew when I wasn't in top form, I never felt that because I was Irish out half, I was not allowed playing that game.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Jim Crawford signs up for two more years as Ireland under-21's boss. Seamus Coleman and Leighton Baines step up to help Everton into the fourth round of the FA Cup, and Niamh Fahey reflects on her Ireland career. But first today, Jim Crawford has extended his contract as Ireland under 21 manager. His new deal will see Crawford lead the team for the 2027 European Championship qualifying campaign. Crawford took over from Stephen Kenny in 2020 and took Ireland to the brink of qualification for this summer's Euros. Under his stewardship, Ireland's under 21s have moved up 14 places to 16th in the world rankings. Seamus Coleman found himself thrust into management at the last minute last night. Alongside Leighton Baines, the Ireland captain replaced Sean Dyche on the Goodison Park touchline, where Dyche sacked after 2 years at the club. Beto and Illiman Ndiaye scored the goals for Everton, the latter from the penalty spot, to give them a 2-0 win at home to Peterborough. After the game, Coleman spoke to Everton TV about being thrown in at the deep end.
Yeah, difficult day, obviously. It's never nice when, you know, you part ways with a manager and you know, I think the manager done his job when he was here. He, you know, helped us through a 10-point deduction and tried to instill some, you know, Everton beliefs in that. But like everything, football changes quickly and you have to be professional about it all. And, you know, as always and forever will be, Everton is the most important. So we had to switch our mind very quickly to today's game and to try and win, of course.
From your point of view, when did you kind of get the call to help Leighton today in the dugout?
No, listen, it was very late. It was very late for us both, and listen, we're both Evertonians, and you know, I think I was supposed to be on the bench tonight, but it changed quickly. But I always say, whatever Everton need from me, I'm going to be there. And tonight, they needed me to stand beside Leighton and help him, and I was more than happy to do so. And I think it was good for the lads to get a win as well.
I don't know, you won't want to make it about you, but well, sold out Goodison on a Thursday night against a League One side, the reception you and Leighton got before, that must be another special moment.
Ah, yeah, listen, it's a bit surreal. Like, you know, still, I was playing and training yesterday, and then I'm standing on the sideline with Bainesy, but credit to Leighton, you know, he'd a short period of time, and he's obviously more used to this side of things than me, and how he planned, how he prepared, and listen, I was there to support him as best I could, and really enjoyed it, and yeah, listen, the most important thing is that the lads understand, whether the manager is gone or a new manager is coming in, that regardless, Everton Football Club means too much to too many people, and our fans are important to us, and that we need to, you know, buy in and have a massive belief between now and the end of the season, because every game here is a game closer to it being the last, and we've got to, you know, find that connection.
As someone who's played in many FA Cup games, you know these ties aren't easy when you play a lower league opposition, but it was a professional job. And what did you make of the performance in a different formation as well?
Yeah, listen, the team was a team and we came in last minute, so not much was changed, but professional performance. Took us 5-10 minutes maybe to get into it, and you know, centre halves to go in tight with their forward players. But as the game grew, I thought the back three really helped, and I thought, you know, Jake coming in, not because he's Irish, but coming in out of the cold and putting in a performance like that, I thought he was brilliant. It was easy for him, and all credit to everyone. I think the most pleasing thing for me and Leighton was that the effort was there, and of course it could have been better, but they're always tricky ties and they were good in possession as well.
Talks are said to be ongoing between Everton's owners, the Freakin' Group, and David Moyes about replacing Dyche. Moyes spent 11 years as Everton manager previously, leading them to Champions League qualification and the 2009 FA Cup final. He's been out of work since he left West Ham at the end of last season. The name of Jose Mourinho had been mentioned earlier in the week due to his previous dealings with the Freakin' Group at Roma, but he's not believed to be in contention for the Everton job. It's understood no formal approach was ever made either to the new West Ham manager Graham Potter. Meanwhile, Everton fullback Ashley Young tweeted he was gutted this morning after he was denied the opportunity to play against his son last night. Tyler Young was left on the bench by Peterborough boss Darren Ferguson, and Ferguson explained his reasoning for his lack of romanticism.
Very difficult, but I've got to do what I think is best for the team. I'm not, it's, you know, as much as I wanted Tyler to get on, if the game had been 2-0 at that point, I would have put him on, but it's 1-0, I've got to get a forward on, I've got to try and get something out of the game, I've got to do what's best for my team, and we're not a charity case, you know, and as much as I wanted Tyler to get on with his dad, one of their players had a bit of a pop at me, which is bang out of order. You know, I've got to do what's best for our team. And at that point, 1-0, I'm trying to get a result.
You know, because I've never made excuses since I've been here, and we've had so many draws, and the run's still not really on paper a bad run if you had wins in it, but we haven't had wins. Yeah,
if my granny had balls, she'd be my granddad.
Everyone said they wanted the truth. I told them the truth, and then don't want the truth. What do you want me to tell you? I've tried to be honest with you. You keep asking me, and I keep reflecting on the truth that I've told you.
Of course you did, but there's the truth and the truth.
If you could have one superpower, Sean, what would it be?
To win more football matches.
Nifahi has described her Ireland career as a journey beyond expectation. The Liverpool defender called time on her international career after representing her country on 115 occasions. She was a key part of the Ireland team that qualified for a first ever World Cup. Her teammates Louise Quinn and Denise O'Sullivan paid tribute to Fahi on last night's Off the Ball. And we also spoke with the Galway native herself.
Yeah, no, it's incredible actually when probably just getting the amount of time to thinking that's how long I've had the privilege of being involved with the team. But yeah, it's been incredible, and you know, I have feel so lucky and privileged again to be part of that Irish team for that amount of time. And yeah, it's something that now it's really sinking in, I suppose, that it's been an amazing journey, and I don't think I would have changed one single thing.
When did you make the decision?
Pretty much straight away after the Wales game. Yeah, obviously didn't go the way we wanted it to, and hopefully was wanting to finish off with another qualification for a major tournament to cap it all off, but it wasn't to be. And it's a natural ending then after that game, really, with the new cycle starting. And yeah, I pretty much knew after that game that was the last time.
You can hear that full retirement chat with Nifahi and her teammates by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Sligo Rovers have wasted little time in replacing Ed McGuinty. Yesterday saw Shamrock Rovers confirm McGuinty's signing on a multi-year deal from Oxford United. Sam Sargent has swapped Waterford for Sligo, having helped the Blues gain promotion to the Premier Division and keeping them there last season. Sargent kept 16 clean sheets and 50 appearances for Waterford. One man who won't be in the Premier Division next season is Franz Pirro. The Haitian striker was a key member of Drogheda United's FAI Cup winning squad and scored 14 goals in all competitions last season for Kevin Doherty's side. Prior to that, he had scored 22 goals in an Athlone jersey. Despite interest from a number of Premier Division clubs, Pirro has packed his bags for Bosnia-Herzegovina and he has signed for Veles Mostar. They currently sit fifth in the Bosnian Premier League. In better news for Drogheda, Cup final goal scorer Douglas James Taylor is set to rejoin the club on loan from Walsall. And Gavin White could be the third Northern Ireland international to join Derry City in this window. Liam Boyce is set to complete a move from Hearts to the Brandywell over the weekend. New manager Tiernan Lynch has already signed Shane Ferguson, while winger Gavin White is to follow suit, according to the Belfast Telegraph.